Indonesia's Luhut Binsar Panjaitan could not have asked for a better welcome in Port Moresby, where Papua New Guinea's Foreign Minister Rimbing Pato described his country's relations with Indonesia as excellent. PNG, which occupies the eastern half of New Guinea, regards the western half as an integral part of Indonesia, and the foreign minister told Radio New Zealand, "We're not interested in entertaining the issue of self-determination. Human rights is a concern," but he added, "that has nothing to do with any call for self-determination." Last year, the Melanesian Spearhead Group granted the United Liberation Movement for West Papua observer status, but popular support for Melanesian activists does not always outweigh the political and economic might of Indonesia. For example, on his stop in Fiji, Minister Panjaitan shook hands with Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama in front of a cardboard blow-up of a check for $5 million, part of an aid package in the wake of last month's Cyclone Winston. But the money may have come with strings attached. The Reverend Francois Pihaatae of the Pacific Conference of Churches noted that during his visit, the Indonesian minister had called for the expulsion of West Papuan activists. The Reverend also noted that two of Prime Minister Bainimarama's most persistent critics, New Zealand and Australia, rushed assistance to Fiji with no preconditions. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.